Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Big K Morning Show with Larry Richard on the Voice of Pittsburgh, 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
Getting ready for a very busy week. A lot of people will be on the road. Larry Richard with Anchorman Paul Rasmussen. 82 million Americans will travel at least 50 miles, most of them by car. And one of the things, just a heads up, tomorrow night, Paul, as you know, is considered to be, in terms of DUI and driving impaired.
It's turned into another Halloween.
It really has in a New Year's Eve. So there will be DUI checkpoints set up for tomorrow night, but travel safety always top of mind. And we welcome Kendra Blocker from General Motors, the lead seatbelt engineer and technical specialist, to talk about travel safety. You can see Kendra on our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company and our KDK Radio YouTube page. Kendra, good morning.
You know, you're right. It is Thanksgiving weekend. It's the busiest travel time. And you said AAA is going to have 82 million people on the road. With all that traffic, it just increases the risk of crashes and injuries and even fatalities. So we're just wanting to spread the word to have everybody start their holiday road trip with a click by buckling up.
And in Pennsylvania, you know, it's the law. You hear that a lot. I'm always surprised by how many people don't end up doing that. Obviously, That's dangerous. But Paul, you and I grew up as kids when they didn't have seatbelts in cars.
That's right. I remember the mantra when we finally did get a vehicle with seatbelts, and we were just kids. It was buckle up your seatbelt. I couldn't get it right. I called it buckle up your beat belt.
That's why you're an anchor man.
Yeah, you know, generally Americans do a pretty good job. About 91% of us buckle up, according to NHTSA, in the front rows of the cars. But where we see that seatbelt usage fall down is the lower numbers are in the second and the third row of cars. You know, especially if you're traveling for a whole family in the car or even taking ride shares this holiday season, you need to make sure you buckle up in every seat every time.
Kendra, can I ask a question about speed? I've seen in the past, you know, public service campaigns that say speed kills. And I'm wondering, you know, there are a lot of people that are driving the interstates these days. It seems like they're competing for a spot at Talladega with NASCAR.
Yeah, the speeding does definitely increase the crash risk, especially like you said, 91% are wearing their seatbelts. But if in the rear, you're not. And actually, almost half of the in-vehicle fatalities come from people who are unbuckled when they get in a crash. And if you add the speed factor to it, that is a lot of fatalities.
I'm curious, with artificial intelligence now, how has that affected the work that's being done at General Motors to improve safety?
We use a little bit of artificial intelligence to help with our software. So, for example, we have a new feature in our car that is called rear seat belt reminder. And we do use not only humans to check the AI software that's written, but with that software, it is now detecting people sitting in the rear seats, basically whether it's telling me whether they buckle up or not. So I have a little icon on my cluster. It's got red X's and green check marks to tell me which ones are buckled up. Now, I'm a mom. I've got two teenagers that, you know, I feel like I'm constantly telling them to buckle up. But now with this icon on my car and that software telling me what buckle status is going on, I can actually turn around and decide which kid I need to, you know, hey, put your seatbelt on.
That's actually interesting how you use that technology.
Are there any other new software developments for safety at GM that like this one?
Well, another one that we have started to use and standard on all of our cars is called Buckle to Drive. So Buckle to Drive is when you have it enabled in your car, you get in and you, if you're hurrying up and trying to leave the driveway, sometimes in the morning you forget that you need to put your seatbelt on. So it will actually lock you out of shifting for about 20 seconds. And that's a gentle reminder to tell you to, hey, you need to put your seatbelt on before you start this journey. So...
And I know that...
Now, like I said, I'm a mom. I have a teenager who just started driving. And one of the other cool technologies we have that I really appreciate is called Teen Driver. Teen Driver in all of our cars is where you can program a key remote, go into the actual Teen Driver menu, and I can see his in-vehicle report card of how he's driving. And then I can also enable features like that Buckle to Drive. So I make sure he's buckling up before he starts his journey.
Yeah, the teen drivers might not like that, but parents do. And I found, I have three kids, Kendra. One of the most terrifying things as a parent was going through the process of that driving. You know, first time they leave the house in their car solo is gut-wrenching. So anything you can do to improve safety makes a difference.
Right.
I like that.
Yeah,
I had that
technology. Experience this summer. Right. So it's a very good technology. They don't like it, but I appreciate it. So I know that he's safe.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, thanks for the time. Have a safe and happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Thank you very much. And remember, everybody buckle up every seat, every time.
It's not just a good idea. It's the law. Remember that campaign. Thank you.
Right.
Kendra Blocker from General Motors, thank you.
You know, it's probably easy for a distracted parent who's got all sorts of things going on to not check to make sure that the kids in the back have all clipped themselves in.
Yeah, true.
And I have that same, and I think you do too, that same rear seat reminder that comes up right after you start the vehicle. It says, hey, check out the rear seat.
And that's because... I mean, it's unimaginable that you would leave a kid in the car, but we've seen it so many times. People are so focused sometimes, they actually forget that they have a child, you know, in a car seat in the back or otherwise.
But, oh, yeah. Yeah, right. When they're getting where they're going and then, yeah, right.
I remember one video several years ago where a guy was driving down the road and the carrier for the kid was on top of his roof. And fortunately, it was in between... the roof rack.
Oh, my goodness.
So people are beeping at this guy. Now, nothing happened. They were able to stop him, and he was obviously mortified.
Yeah.
But it's amazing. We have more and more technology to remind us, don't be stupid.
What's trending with T on 100.1 FM and AM 1020 KDKA.
Tim Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
What's trending, T?
Stuffing or dressing?
Stuffing.
You say stuffing?
What do you, what?
You just say dressing.
Oh, you mean what's in the bird? That's stuffing.
Is stuffing?
No, dressing.
Dressing. There's a difference. You know that, right?
No, I do not.
As stuffing is made with breadcrumbs and all of that.
Edumacate me.
I mean, we don't use that.
Who's we?
Stovetop dressing.
Breadcrumbs with spices.
No. You use cornmeal to make dressing.
Okay.
Is that what you're doing? Absolutely. It's the best. You've never had dressing. Your family makes stuffing. So tell your wife She needs to start making some dressing.
I'll be telling her, you know what else? I get stuffing. here's your stuffing.
Goodness gracious. So there is a thing. It's a debate on social media.
About?
Dressing and stuffing. They're different. People think they're the same. They're not. The only thing that may take place is that when you stuff the turkey, the bird, do you stuff your turkey?
Do I?
Why are you looking at me like this?
I don't.
I'm asking an honest question.
I do not.
You don't?
Stuff the bird.
I don't either.
I've carved the turkey.
Okay.
I've carved the ham over the years.
Okay.
But no, I'm not a stuffing stuffer.
No, I don't like that either. I think it gets like...
it's when you think about it.
Because it's sitting in the turkey for a long time and you get all kinds of probably...
Well, I saw Shumway on KDK TV giving turkey tips the other day about the most dangerous food on your Thanksgiving menu can be the turkey.
Absolutely.
If you don't take care of it properly.
I talked to the Red Cross yesterday about that and turkey tips and... how to avoid fires in the home. And a lot of people
put their turkey deep fryer.
With the deep fryers is one, but also just oven, putting your turkey in the oven. You place it in the oven, 4 or 5 hours, you walk away, you go clean up, you go decorate this, you do all of that, and you forget that you have the turkey inside. So they're, informing people to make sure you have somebody watching your turkey.
All right. Watch your bird.
Watch your bird. Fried turkey or oven turkey?
I'm good with oven. I tried the deep fried thing. I've heard it's great.
But it's great.
I ruined it. The first and only time I tried it, I was outside. My son-in-law
was
dangerous, wearing hazmat stuff.
How can you mess up?
I've seen the videos where people put that bird in and they don't.
If it's not thawed thoroughly, it has to be thawed first and foremost. Excuse me. You can't have any ice.
Because that is, when that hits that hot oil, that's where trouble starts.
Exactly. So a lot of people, don't thaw out the turkey.
You know who we talked to about that very subject one year was William Shatner, of all people, from Star Trek.
How do we get here?
Was given tips on how not to blow up a fried turkey.
It's dangerous. Some people don't want you to put fry your turkey on your decks.
No.
Close to your home. So keep that away. But I think people should really.
We did it on a flat surface. The concrete.
Concrete.
Far enough away from the house.
That's right.
So things went sideways.
Really?
No, it didn't come out. People didn't like it. And I was disappointed.
Did you shoot it up?
What do you
properly?
Mean? I don't know. What do you mean shoot it up?
Oh my goodness. I need to. Cindy, where are you? You have to inject it with the ingredients. God, I'm done with you today. I'm done. Anyway, I'm telling you, you really do.
What?
You have to make up your seasonings and liquefy them, and you use a syringe and you inject the turkey.
Well, I didn't do that. Maybe
of course you didn't do that.
Maybe. Did you ever call the Butterball hotline?
I used to do that with Cigna. We used to do that.
John Cigna
called. We used to do that all the time.
Just to goof
with them. Love it. Yes. We used to do it every year. It was like my favorite time of the year to call the Butterball turkey people.
Maybe we'll do that tomorrow.
Yes, that would be fun. You don't do that anymore in the morning show?
No, we haven't called. Maybe we'll do it.
That would
24
be,
hours from now.
Yes.
Let's do it.
Update. Yes, absolutely. Let's do that. Let's put
And
it
I'll
in.
Ask, how do I inject my turkey? We'll come up with some questions.
How you stuff your turkey properly? There is.
All right.
I know you keep looking at me. It's Thanksgiving. We're having Thanksgiving.
So what are you having outside of turkey?
Dressing, mashed potatoes, potato salad, macaroni and cheese, and pasta salad, greens.
Mm-hmm. Collard greens?
Kale greens, and green beans, and I'm making all of this.
You're doing it all.
I do it all.
You're making Trevin hungry.
Trevin knows exactly what I'm talking
Marty's
about.
Marty's producers he out
knows,
there.
Trevin knows the difference between dressing and stuffing. This is a huge difference. You got to step your game up.
I'm going to ask him when he comes in.
When he absolutely, I bet you any money he talks.
Do you want to do this tomorrow? We'll call the Butterball.
Yes, let's call the Butterball lady. I'm gonna see what they have to say.
I'm marking it down.
And we also have to talk about, because people are flying out. Please, yes. Do me a favor and keep all of your garlic and your eggs while you're flying to yourself. Eat that before you get on the plane. It's the worst thing you can ever imagine, being on an airplane closed in and somebody opens their food. I mean, people are talking about this. Seriously, I'm not.
Oh, I know.
Talking about this. Like someone opening eggs and
some
garlic,
people,
and it's just rude.
Particularly women seem to have a keener sense of
smell.
Yeah.
It doesn't bother you?
Not as much as it bothers
me.
Others. Yeah. You want it? There was a story yesterday about a flight that had to be diverted because one of the passengers had an issue.
What? Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kind of issue?
Diarrhea.
Medical.
Oh no.
Went to the bathroom.
Yeah, and it had to land the plane.
Whoa.
Good luck if you're flying this holiday season. Oh boy. Wait, what do you do to me? I'm just rolling along.
I mean,
all right, tomorrow at the same time, we're going to call the Butterball Turkey Hotline.
If I'm here.
What do you mean? Where are you going?
They may send me to the airport. My boss. But the airport is fine.
Taskmaster.
Well, you look, there's like 1 minute, 2 minutes.
The delays at TSA are minimal.
Minimal, yes. So hopefully, hey, Bobby, Dan, make it go quick. Oops.
This is the Big K Morning Show. Suddenly, Tuesday might feel like a Thursday. People get ready for the Thanksgiving holiday. And we have a special guest. We've been friends for a long time. She is Michelle Frenier from the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, better known as HARP now. She's Director of Marketing. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. The last time I saw you, you were coming out of the Steelers game after a big win over Cincinnati a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, too bad that couldn't have carried over to Sunday.
We'll see how it goes on Sunday with the Bills. Meanwhile, important because I think, and we talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson over the years, and I think people are surprised at what is deadly or dangerous to pets when it comes to Thanksgiving and the holiday, starting with turkey.
Yeah, absolutely. We like to put out this reminder every year because, you know, Thanksgiving is a time when everybody's around. And, you know, we also want to remember those little four-legged friends that we have. And, so turkey can be particularly a problem for our pets. We don't want to give them, especially that fatty, dark meat and skin. A little bit of white meat is okay. And also never give them the turkey bones because, you know, that can really, they can splinter, they can choke, and really just upset their stomach. So just try to avoid that, among some other things as well.
Yeah, some of those other things outside of the turkey, and certainly the bones, they can splinter, and that can be deadly. But things that people might not think are toxic to their dogs, like garlic, onions, leeks, and chives.
Yeah, a lot of those, you know, seasonings that we, you know, associate with this Thanksgiving holiday really can be quite toxic to our pets. And you know, so even a little bit of those small amounts can be very harmful. So, you know, it's just best to avoid giving them any type of food that's been seasoned with these ingredients. And, you know, I think we all know about chocolate in dogs, but there are other kind of desserts and sweets that we really should avoid too. Raisins can be, you know, not good, as well as we want to kind of keep an eye on those ingredients, the sugar, and particularly sugar substitutes known as xylitol, or sometimes it's called birch sugar, again, because those can be quite dangerous to our pets as well.
Yeah, the artificial sweeteners are absolutely and can be deadly. So those need to avoid. You need to know what's in them, and it's best just overall to keep them away. I am surprised at raisins for some reason, which are just grapes, right? Shrunk up grapes.
You know, I heard long ago that grapes are all, you know, again, something that can be very healthy and enjoyable to us is really not something we should be sharing with our pets. But, you know, we do want to keep in mind that there are some things that we can give our pets. You know, raw fruits and vegetables are good. My dogs like baby carrots and green beans. A little bit of pumpkin puree, not the pie filling, but just pumpkin puree is really good for pets. So you can use those kind of things and give them a little bit of treats, you know, along with what you're enjoying around with your family.
And by the way, you can go to humaneanimalrescue.org for details. And while we have you, Michelle, how are things going in terms of adoptions? And I know sometimes holidays can be kind of a fickle, odd time for that.
Yeah, you know, we are still, like so many shelters, you know, at a higher capacity. So we do have a lot of animals, particularly dogs, in our care. You know, and sometimes the holidays, you know, may not seem like a good time to adopt. We are doing a new program that we just rolled out and we're having a lot of fun with. It's called Barks and Rec. And it's encouraging folks to volunteer to take one of our dogs out for a field trip for a day. And it really is very beneficial to the dogs that are in our care, gives them a chance, a little kennel break and everything. But because many of our animals come to us as strays, we don't have a lot of information about them. So this helps us learn some more things about them, how they do in a car, how they do going through the drive-through to get a pup cup, how they do maybe with other animals in a home or children. So it's really a great win-win for us. And it also may give folks that experience who may be thinking about, gee, I've never had a dog and I've been thinking about it. It gives them that experience and maybe builds their confidence that, yes, this is something that we'd like to do. So we're excited about that. But there are this volunteer opportunity and lots of other volunteer opportunities as well to help us. And we appreciate all of that.
What's that program called? I like this.
Barks and Rec.
Nice.
Well, yeah, we've had an overwhelming response. So again, if folks are interested, they can go out to our website. There's information and an application. It may be a little bit of time, but again, we're looking forward to, again, as we said, it's a really exciting program, and we think it's going to be beneficial not only to the dogs, but the people who engage in this program.
Thank you, Michelle, and you and your family have a great Thanksgiving.
You too, and I'll see you on Steeler Sunday.
I'll be there, the Buffalo Bills. Michelle Frenier, Director of Marketing with the Humane Animal Rescue of Pittsburgh, and that's where you go. Humane Animal Rescue.
K Big Three. The biggest three stories we're talking about on 100.1 FM and AM 1020. KDKA.
AAA expecting a record-setting year for Thanksgiving travel.
Imagine the last couple Thanksgivings and add more people.
Yeah, like a million more people. That's the voice of James Garrity with AAA.
For example, Pittsburgh International, they're expecting 300,000 passengers this week, which, Larry, is up 10.5% from last year.
Yeah, that's a big jump people want to get at, what 82 million said, with travel at least 50 miles.
In terms of travel weather, as long as we're on the topic, we'll be seeing rain through the day today and more rain tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday, dry but much colder. But we have heavy snow forecast tomorrow in the Twin Cities. Possibly some flight delays at MSP, if you're making a connection there. Lake effect snow also is expected along the Great Lakes, including Northwest PA.
Yeah, we could see in that area, I heard Ron Smiley from KDK TV say up to 8 inches of snowfall.
Thank you, but no. How about here? Anything?
No, it doesn't look like. But you know who wants a little tracking snow are the deer hunters that will be going out for the annual antlered deer season.
On Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep. And Pitt won a big game last week on the road against Georgia Tech.
No doubt about it. Our kids played their butts off today on the road down in Atlanta. You know, I couldn't be more proud of our football team. You know, the attitude they took all week, we knew it was a must-win game, and we came down and stole it.
And that sets up another must-win at home for Pat Narduzzi and the Panthers on Saturday.
The Miami Hurricanes come to Acrisure at noon. They're 9-2. However, 5-2 in the ACC, Pitt is 6-1. If Pitt wins, they'll be 7-1 in the conference, but they'll need some help to get to the championship game. Virginia needs to lose to Virginia Tech, or SMU needs to lose at Cal.
So the Virginia scenario seems more likely, doesn't it?
It is. That's an old school rivalry. And keep in mind, Virginia Tech just signed James Franklin, former Penn State coach. Now he'll be in attendance.
He was on the sideline last week.
And maybe they'll want to perform for him because all those players, they want to stay at Virginia Tech, are going to be, you know, in the sights of James Franklin. So maybe they upset. This is crazy, though, that they could be 9 wins in, 7-1 in conference, and not be in the championship game. It's kind of a crazy year.
Quite a change in culture, too, between you know, coaching in Pennsylvania for Penn State and going to Blacksburg, Virginia, right?
Yeah.
But State College is a very different atmosphere. They're both smaller college towns, but still.
Yeah, Virginia Tech is in a rural near Blacksburg, so that environment is comfortable, I'm sure, James Franklin. But
and
they're
super, super committed fans at VT. I mean, really.
Yeah, it's probably a good fit for them. So we'll see what happens. And by the way, at the Pete on Friday, men's basketball hosts Ohio State, 7 o'clock. They had a huge win on the road last year. Remember it well. If you'd like to go, we got a family pack of 4 tickets for you. 412-922-1020. Pick a number, Paul.
Let's make it 5.
Caller number 5, 412-922-1020. We'll send you to the Pitt Ohio State basketball game Friday at the Pete.
A jump in tech stocks had investors optimistic to start the week on Wall Street. The Dow added 202 points. The Nasdaq netted 598. S&P saw a 102-point spike. Despite Monday's moves, tech investors are increasingly cautious about a potential crypto crash on the horizon after one of the worst months on record. Overall, cryptocurrency has lost nearly $1 trillion in market value in just the past 6 weeks, with Bitcoin losing a third of its value since its peak in October. Experts blame extra investments from mainstream players earlier in the year who have largely started to sell off their shares amid signs of an AI bubble. More lithium-ion battery concerns. The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling batteries made for Rad brand power bikes because they could ignite and explode. 31 fires have been reported so far, which have caused nearly $750,000 in damage. And Krispy Kreme is getting help from the Peanuts gang to celebrate the holiday season. The new collection features 5 festive donuts with nods to Snoopy and Charlie Brown. They'll be available starting Saturday. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Tuesday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
If you want to reach out anytime, you can do that. All you got to do, the NASCO Roofing Instant Access is a click away. Instant access at kdkradio.com. And we'll be able to answer your questions. A lot of people like to make comments. You can interact that way. Of course, you're always welcome to call 866-391-1020. And our talk show hosts, they're waiting for you all day.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.